Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our good friend, we haven't talked to since football season, so it's great to catch up. Lisa Ann. Lisa, how are you?
Well, happy Valentine's Day. How are you? I will start right away with answering your question.
Okay.
I do not yet have a team, but my producers do. So they have an 8-team league, and they are really trying to get us into it. And I am getting updates, and I am learning about this, and I didn't watch any of the games, but I'm going to subject myself to one this week just to be a team player. I'm just in the basketball groove and studying a little bit of baseball. Sports are seasonal, and I don't want my seasons messed up.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I know by the time it's all said and done, you're going to have like 6 of these Alliance of American Football fantasy teams. You're just too addicted to it, Lisa.
Please don't make me. Please don't. Baseball is grueling. And if you want to stay in the top 3 in fantasy baseball, there's no time to play around. So I've got to take this seriously.
Yeah, no, fantasy baseball is a full-time job. All right, Lisa. So it's me, it's Rich, and former Dallas Cowboy quarterback Clint Sterner, who you have not talked to, but I'll introduce the two of you here over the phone. He was on the Cowboys back in the early 2000s.
Hello there.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm not normally allowed on this channel to admit that I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, but I think with you, I can say this out loud. But all the Houston fans, please forgive me.
Yeah, that's okay. You're beloved here. I think you can get away with that.
We'll make an exception.
Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
like
you.
Sean said, we're tapping into Lisa's expertise. So send us a text at 713-572-4610.
Yep, we've got a couple already, Lisa. So you ready to get going?
I'm ready.
All right. This is one. This is actually for the benefit of our colleague Cecil Shorts, who, as you know, when I mentioned Cecil last time you were on, he was on your first ever fantasy team that you had. He was one of your receivers, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he has 7 kids. And the question was, does the price of the gift that you need to get go up with each kid that you've had with your Valentine? What's your philosophy on that?
Ooh, this is well thought out. Now that it's presented itself, it has to be a plausible option. Am I correct? I mean, yes, there's 7 children, and if they were all to contribute towards a gift, it would have to be greater. But I think anyone living with 7 children would just want a day off, right? I mean, you don't really want gifts, and it's one more thing to deal with.
Yeah, no, that's I think that's why Cecil loves coming in and doing radio with us, is because it gets him out of the house, if you want to know the truth. You got one on there, Rich?
Yes, on the text page, 713-572-4610. Lisa, married 20 years. Usually we exchange gift cards. I get scolded for spending money on jewelry. We spend 6 nights a week at ballparks for practice or games. Our foot rub coupons, I'm not making this up, are foot rub coupons too immature for a 41-year-old?
Definitely not. I see where they're going here. They have a very grounded, down-to-earth relationship. This is a couple that really doesn't want to be facing each other in a duel of gift buying. So this is creative and cute, keeps it simple, and I say go for it.
All right, Lisa Ann is joining us. Fantasy advice. What were you going to say?
I second that. There's nothing better than a good foot rub. And I'm 41. I love foot rubs.
Yeah, foot rubs are good.
So I'm in on that. I don't spend so many days at the ballparks, but I'm in on that.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Lisa, I had one text me earlier this morning that wants advice on music. You know, Valentine's Day, when they get back to the house or the apartment or whatever, is there a Lisa Ann playlist out there for, you know, like the panty dropping music or whatever, you know, like there are like 3 or 4 songs that you, have in the rotation?
I gave a little thought to this, and I'm going to go 3 parts here. There's going to be 3 different genres of music, which is going to apply to the age of the couple or what they did that evening. I would start with Frank Sinatra. Just brings out a great vibe, very elegant. We can go there. Then I like to add in Tupac, because there is some Tupac that can get anybody going. All right, and last but not least, you got to go and throw in old school Lil Wayne, because that's always been my thing. Just like the beginning of Lil Wayne was everything.
Oh, nice. All right, now, so where do you come out on Sade?
There you go. That's simple. I mean, that's simple. Yes, that's good. It's common.
Probably,
yes.
Probably revealing my age a little bit. But
does Genuine Pony make the list?
Oh, there you go. That's a good one, too. That's a good one, too.
It's on the list.
Rich, you ever heard that one?
Oh, okay. Let's keep this thing going here. Lisa Ann is
How about
on
this?
Okay, go ahead.
What's a cool off-the-wall date for a new gay couple? Not sure really it matters that they're gay, but
no. Let's see.
That's the question.
If they're event, I always say add nature to everything. So anytime you can do something awesome outside, you really disconnect from all of your stuff. So you spend more time bonding, whether it's zip lining, if they're adventurous, or just a really beautiful hike where they can take some nice photos and remember that. I think that's just throwing nature in there. Always make sure and just look at the weather, and it takes a little bit more effort to do something beautiful in nature, and I like the whole process of it.
That's a good one.
Are roadside roses okay? Or maybe even the HEB roses that Sean went for. Are roadside roses okay?
We are living in a place where practicality is everything, and if they are on the way home and you don't have to be 20 minutes later where there may be seven kids at home, I say take the roadside flowers if you have to.
Hey, Lisa, I hand-delivered the roadside roses today to Amy's school.
Aww, love it.
So she got to have the vase of roses sitting there on her desk while, you know, like 90% of the other teachers didn't have anything, right? Did I do okay?
Well done. Okay. You did very well. You did very well, young man. I'm so proud.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it.
On the text page, I still haven't gotten my girl a gift, but I'm a full-time student and literally dead broke. I want to do something special for her. Any suggestions?
The simple thing is always to clean the house, do the chores, put gas in her car, run the errands, just do some activities that she doesn't have to so she can sit and read a book, because that'll be special for her.
Oh, nice. All right, here we go, Lisa. I've got one. I recently started dating this girl, been on two dates, both of which went well, have a third date planned for this weekend. I suspect in the near future we'll become an official couple, but we aren't quite there yet. This makes Valentine's Day a little awkward. Any thoughts on how I should treat it, considering we are in this pre-couple stage? So this guy is a bit of a victim of timing in the calendar here. How would you suggest that this guy play this?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, if she has a great sense of humor, I would buy everything the day after Valentine's Day and leave the 50% off coupons on it and just be like, hey, listen, I wasn't sure how committed we were yet, so I waited till stuff was on sale. If she doesn't yet know about the sense of humor here, you can also just go about something simple, a card, acknowledge it, but I just don't think a gift is really in the cards this early in a relationship. It's too much pressure.
Lisa, speaking of coupons, I feel like this one's a total layup for you.
I feel like we're practically letting Lisa do a live read with this one.
Lisa, my wife gave me quote-unquote coupons, meaning she wrote some things on some pieces of paper, for Valentine's Day. One of the coupons is I get to buy one new toy for our intimate moments. What do you recommend?
Ooh. Well, they're going to have to go to Cindy's. That's the number one most important thing. And then I'm going to pick a toy for her. I mean, I would love to be smart and be a company woman and say, get a fleshlight, but that's pretty selfish. I think he should get her something. And the new tech toys are very cool because a guy can be using an app and the toy does vibrate via Bluetooth. So there's so many fun things you can be playing with even when you're not completely in the same place.
How much run did you get on social media when the show Billions mentioned the Lisa Ann fleshlight in their dialogue?
It's so funny because I'm binge watching all of Billions right now since the new season starts March 17th. Yeah. And I was just listening as I was doing something and I heard my name and it still gets me because I'm such a fan of the show. It was pretty awesome. You know, it's a fantasy football connection, believe it or not, that has me contact with some people on that show. And it's so funny how sports just introduces you to so many different walks of life.
Did you know that that line was in the show, or were you surprised like the rest of us when you saw it?
So when the season was done being shot, I was told I got a drop. They're like, you get a drop this season. So I'm like, you know, I'm standing in front of my television every Sunday night when it's on, watching it, like, when is my name going to be said? What is going to happen, you know? And it was kind of towards the end of the season. And I just so happened to be on air, and a bunch of my friends started texting me. They're like, you got your drop on Billions tonight.
That was beautiful. So and there was not excited. Only, they didn't, not just mentioning your name, you got product placement out of it as well.
Amen.
Yeah, which I thought was a very cheap way to utilize me, since there's no union for that thing. There's no real big paycheck for that thing. It's a toy, you know what I mean? I was like, what a cheap shot. I need to be on that show.
You do.
I need to be on that show.
You do need to be on that show. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lisa, before we let you go, I think one of the best pieces of advice that you gave last year on the Valentine's Day edition of this, and I feel like it's worth giving again, especially because Valentine's Day is falling on a Thursday, so maybe not a lot of people going out tonight, but you got the weekend in front of you. You gave great advice to people who maybe they're in a relationship, they've been in it for a long time, things are feeling kind of boring, it feels like the same old when they're in the bedroom and stuff like that. Do you remember the advice you gave last year to people that are sort of feeling
that way? No, I don't. No, I'm tricking my brain. No,
I do, because I thought it was great advice. Get out of the house. Go get a hotel room somewhere. Like, get somewhere where the scenery changes.
There's nothing better than that, you know, in that hotel room situation. It's so not yours. You're not connected to anything there. You're not going to get distracted by folding laundry or getting the mail. You know, it is. Thank you for reminding me of that. Luckily, I'm not there yet. You know, I'm not in a relationship where I need to go get a hotel room.
Right, right.
So, but yes, that is great advice. I hope I don't ever have to use it.
That's okay. I felt it was worth using again because it's Friday. You got Friday and Saturday coming up, and people may want to, you know, go grab a room downtown.
And also, Valentine's Day is not about money or gifts, and that's what we've made it become. But it's just about really acknowledging everybody in your life, being nicer to everybody, not just your spouse, but people at work. I've been telling everybody today. Be nicer to everybody.
Absolutely. You can get her on Twitter, @TheRealLisaAnn. She joins us during football season with Fantasy Football Advice. This will not be the last time she joins us between now and football season, though.
Hope not.
Because she is a great friend of the show. Lisa, we appreciate it. And, of course, that's Lisa Ann. Lisa, we appreciate it. Great stuff, as always. We'll talk again soon.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well, Lisa. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, there it is. Lisa Ann joining us on the show. She's RSVP'd for the wedding as well, by the way. She'll be there. Yeah.
More than a year away.
Yeah, more than a year away. She and Amy were texting last week.
I would imagine a gal like that, you probably got a book pretty far out. I mean, ain't
what's that?
She ain't coming to a wedding next week. You know, you got a book. Yes, you got to book that thing. I mean, that's a year out.
It's a year out, yeah. So we've, you know, got to make sure.
Solid work, bro.
Yeah, February 29th.
2020, yeah. For those who don't know, that's the date we've chosen.
Yeah.
Damn straight advice. That's a good date to pick. Your anniversary only happens once every 4 years.
Smart man.
Yeah, yeah. Amy's listening right now. I'm screwed. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.